It takes time to get comfortable in your skin. That's what it is. You know, I'm 50. You understand? I'm so comfortable in my skin right now. Guess how long? I know why I'm petty. I'm a petty individual. Shit that shouldn't bother me destroys my soul. Do you understand me? You know what I mean? Like, you ever be so petty that you don't even want to say it out loud? Because you know it's from petty shit. Right? You be like, this is petty. I'm not going to say that. I say it. I don't give a fuck. Somebody has to know. Let me tell you, my cousin came to stay with me. I live in LA. My cousin came to stay with me. He was moved from North Carolina to LA. The furniture was on the truck behind him about 3 days. They said, we need 3 days. I said, I got you. A day and a half in, I went, can't take it no more. I need you to get your shit and go. You understand? And it ain't for the reasons you put people out. It ain't like they was running up bills or they wasn't shipping in on food. That ain't the problem. This was the problem. The problem was the nigga was using too much ice. That was the problem. It was too much. You understand? I'm an ice man. I bought a brand new state-of-the-art refrigerator to make sure I get a fresh glass of ice every time I go to get something to drink. But I notice that ever since him and his girl been walking around this house, the ice in here been real scarce. That's all I'm saying. You ever go to your refrigerator expecting you get that, two cubes? I'm like, where the fuck is all the ice? Chris walked by with two fresh tumblers full of ice. I'm like, nigga, you gotta go. I told my wife, I said, Julie, Chris and them gotta go. She said, what is wrong with you? I said, you're using too much ice. She said, are you crazy? She said, you gonna put your family out because of the ice? I said, it ain't just the ice usage. He disrespecting my ice functions as well. I'm a cubed ice man. He obviously is a crushed ice guy. But it seemed like to me, after you get your crushed ice, you put the function back on cubed ice, as to not fuck off the only two cubes you obviously think I deserve. You ever seen what two cubes of crushed ice look like? The shit evaporate before you fill your glass up. Get your shit, you gotta go. No, nigga, leave my ice here, but I need you to go. I'm petty. That's who I am, and I'm fine with it. Stuff that bother other people don't bother me. My grandmother died. Everybody was upset that I wasn't upset that grandma was dead. And everybody's like, she was your favorite. How could you not? You, what the God's name? I said, grandma was 92. It's over. Let me tell you something. When my grandmother died, this is how I knew it was okay to let grandma go. Last time I saw grandma alive, she was pissed off she was still alive. I've never seen that. The nicest woman, I said, hey, grandma, what you doing? Nothing. I'm just sitting here, David. I said, why don't you turn on the TV? I've seen all the shows. I don't want to see no more shows, David. I got to get the fuck out of here. I said, you don't want no potato? I don't want nothing to eat. I don't want to see no shows. I got to go. I said, God damn. She has had enough. So when she died, I knew my grandfather had been dead 20 years. He'd been waiting on her for years. Like, bitch, where you at? I've been laying here for 20 years. Where the fuck are you? They finally got the chance to be together. You know what I'm saying? My uncle had Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe died 106. Woo! That's what you say at the funeral of somebody that's 106. You woo! Damn, wow. My dramatic ass aunt. He went too soon. I said, who the fuck said that? Too soon, this nigga should have been dead 30 years ago. I should have never met Uncle Joe. You understand? We should have just missed each other. That's all I'm saying. Talking about, he went too soon. They say he died of natural causes. I say he killed himself. That's what I say. Because you figure 106, shit, the Lord forgot me, huh? Guess I'm about to do it myself. Uncle Joe, he jumped to his death, too. 106, you ain't got to jump out no window. This nigga jumped off the bed. That was it. It shattered into a cloud of dust in the living room. I backed him up. Uncle Joe went too soon. I love how y'all laughing at old people dying and exploding in the dust. But I'm the person with the problem. I need my credit. That's where I'm at. I'm at that age in my life. I need my credit. I need my credit for everything. You know how people be like, you ever hear somebody say, I did it because it's the right thing to do? You ever hear that? I don't give a fuck about the right thing to do. I do stuff because I need you to know I did it. You understand? Like if I feed a house full of homeless children on Thanksgiving, when they say the grace, I'm going to be standing at the table, looking at them going, little niggas, it was me. You understand? I need you to know. You understand? That's who I, everything, not just in work, in my personal life. Church, when I tithe, I don't use no envelope. I don't want no envelope. I need everybody in my row to see what I'm giving. You understand? Me and my wife, we had church the other year, right? I'm sitting down, the plate, mind your business. Mind your business. Jesus know my heart, you understand? I was at church, that's the point. The plate came, my wife was like, David, you want an envelope? I said, I don't want no envelope, Julie. I want them to see this 100 I'm about to put on their ass. I put the 100 in the plate moved. When the plate moved, the 100 blew out. Woman next to me picked up the 100, put the 100 back in the plate. At that moment, I see the pastor, see her, put the 100 in the plate. Look at her, gave her a nod, like, thank you very much. I went, oh, hell no, this can't happen. I need my credit. Are you out of your mind? Soon as the service is over, I beeline to the back. My wife's like, where are you going, David? I said, I'm going to talk to the man, Julie. She said, David, don't embarrass me. I said, woman, let it happen. You understand? I went into the back. I said, excuse me, Your Honor, can I talk to you? I said, I noticed that you noticed. Sister Badwig put 100 in the plate. And he said, well, that was a very generous offer. I said, yeah, but I don't want to be petty. But I'm the one that gave the 100. You understand? He said, what do you want me to do, David? So I'm just saying, when you talk to God, let him know I'm the one that gave the 100. Because I'm about to do some foul shit tonight. I need $100 worth of forgiveness, is all I'm saying.
Watch David A. Arnold, Fat Ballerina, only on Netflix.